AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
A Rayo Original Podcast.
Step into our confessional. Confess all. We won't tell anyone. Just the entire nation. From Greatest Hits Radio.
That's what it
Simon
is.
Simon Mayo's Confessions.
Just have to wait until
Wait till she says your name and then do.
Yeah. And I'm just so keen.
Yeah.
I just can't wait. As soon as the microphone opens, I was just thinking, is it time to record another of the country's most loved podcast?
Most loved,
I think so. Appears to be, yes, it is. It's time for another Confessions podcast, the number one podcast wherever you look across the globe. Sister Susie is still in the pub.
I am indeed.
Brother Matthew is still on his chair in the gutter.
On my chair in the gutter?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense. I'll just on my chair.
What kind of chair is it?
That would go in the gutter.
Very small one and a smelly one.
A small smelly chair?
I'm picturing a wooden stool.
Why would the chair be smelly?
Like
a stool.
Kind of, like a little stool.
What do you think of a gutter? A gutter is a thing that's, it's the curvy bit by the side of the road. That's what a gutter is.
Chair's not fitting. Curved.
Curved. The curved gutter.
The gutter. You step off the pavement
into the gutter.
That's curved. But it's a 90-degree angle. It's not
Don't make
curved.
Me find up pictures of gutters. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to go
show.
You're thinking of guttering, which is different.
Yeah. Guttering is curved.
I'm picturing you by some guttering.
Wow.
Like by
Looks
a
like
house.
Right.
Is that wrong?
No, it doesn't. No.
Yeah. Oh, most of these are around the house.
Exactly.
That's a different pavement. When I say you're in the gutter, it's nothing to do with the house. It's to do with the road.
To do with the road.
Yeah.
But there's literally no pictures here of roads.
So.
No, but because you've typed in
pictures of gutters is what I've done.
Yeah, gutters.
Gutters.
If you get rid of the S.
Oh, right. Picture of gutter. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a big picture of me.
Anyway,
there's still pictures
so
of houses.
Interesting. Anyway, Sister Holly is guarding the cupboard of tat. Coming up, we're going to be dusting off the parish notice board to see what's new there. Hopefully, it's more edifying than a conversation about gutters. Everyone listening knows that we're right, and Matt is just really, really strong.
I think we found out that I'm always right.
Matt will be rolling in 5-star reviews like their confetti coming down a gutter. We'll make a brief visit to the Mark Knopfler section for some stories that didn't quite make the cut or see the light of day. Thank you. And of course, we're going to bring you the latest batch of confessions, which featured in the show. That'll be Drive Time on Greatest Hits Radio, including Jim Land's pirate tale, When the Foeman Bears His Steel, tarantara, tarantara, Mr. B's Welsh confession, Scary Monsters and Super Creeps, Tim's confession, The Fun Starts at 10. But we start with Alan's mobile mischief. Somebody help me. Yeah?
Simon Mayo's confessions. We won't tell anyone. What? Oh, sorry. I mean, we will tell everyone.
Today's confession comes from Alan. And this is topical for reasons that I think you'll find out. Father Simon et al., this confession dates back to the late 2010s. I would first like to preface everything by saying I do not mind helping people out. In fact, I actually get a warm and fuzzy feeling when someone is in a spot of bother and I can make their day a little easier. What bothers me is when someone doesn't even try to solve their issue and summon me to do it for them. My mother-in-law is one such person. She bought a new phone handset and asked for help setting it up. A lot of new phones around with the iPhone 17 being launched. So maybe this is a conversation which is being repeated across the country. So Alan says, I'm quite techie, so I agreed. However, she then presented me with the box of the new phone still in its cellophane. Absolutely no effort had been put in by my mother-in-law at all. The makers of such phones have designed them in such a way to make it easy as possible to upgrade handsets. Literally a case of typing in a password and holding it close to the old handset. So to see that my mother-in-law had not even tried really irked me.
Oh dear.
I did set up the phone. It was as simple as it usually is. But before handing it over, I had a thought. My mother-in-law is a big bingo fan. We like bingo on this show.
Yes, we do.
Matt
yes,
is a bingo do. Expert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She goes and plays it with her friends every week. I decided on a spot of mischief. In smartphones, you can set up shortcuts so that when you type in an abbreviated combination of letters, the phone will type it long form for you. So OMW becomes on my way, for example.
Oh, does it? I didn't even know this. Right, wow.
Well, I went into the settings and I made a shortcut so that when the word bingo was typed, the word strip club replaced it. There were many texts from her to her friends over the next few weeks asking if they were going to the strip club tonight.
Oh my goodness.
Messages saying that she'd won big at the strip club and so on. Here's the pièce de résistance. Fast forward to the year 2021 and COVID restrictions. Turns out my mother-in-law wrote a quick email to Nicola Sturgeon.
Oh, no.
The former First Minister of Scotland, asking her to reopen the strip clubs as it was good for the country's mental health.
Right, well, I mean, yeah.
It's an argument. So the ask for forgiveness, not from my mother-in-law, who still gets me to do things that she could easily do herself, but instead from whatever civil servant received her email, and I imagine promptly pressed delete. P.S., I still haven't altered the shortcut setting on her phone and have since found out that when you upgrade to yet another new handset, all settings, including shortcuts, are copied across too. Seems she's going to be going to the strip club for a long time yet. I didn't know enough about a new phone to know that it could do that.
Yeah.
Also, I thought when you upgraded to a new phone, you lost all of that stuff. It always seems to me that you lose lots of information. But apparently you've got a shortcut like bingo, strip club, then that carries over. I'm just amazed that she hasn't checked or realised that when she's written this, see you at the bingo, that Anyway, Sister Suze, what are you saying?
Yeah, that must have been quite amusing. I can't imagine any of her friends have not gone, what?
Hey?
Hey? What are you going on about? But very, very funny, Alan. It made me chuckle, particularly the email. But I feel like you should just help your mother-in-law when she needs help.
Could she not have just tried, just a little bit?
Well, she could have tried, but, he's probably better. He's probably techier. He could probably just do it for her. Does he do much else for his mother-in-law? Doesn't sound like it.
Doesn't,
so he should have,
really?
Could have just done those things, couldn't he? So for that reason, he should have helped her without being a bit cheeky. So I'm not going to forgive him.
Brother Matthew.
Oh, this is just very funny, isn't it? I mean, if you're a techie person, you basically get asked to do these kind of things all the time, and it's a bit of a nightmare. So fighting back on behalf of the techie lot, and also replacing it with strip club, come on. That is very funny. And also, I love the fact that none of these people have replied and said, strip club, what do you mean strip club? They've all gone, yeah, we're all up for that. Off we go, Doris. So, I'm going to forgive.
Simon Mayo's Confessions.
Did you think Doris was up for the strip club?
It did sound like that. Well, certainly her mates were, weren't they? They were all definitely up for it because nobody said, we're not going to a strip club.
If you're
going to
email a famous person like Nicola Sturgeon and say, and talk about, wouldn't it be good? And you think that you're writing about bingo, would you not read it back?
Surely,
at any stage and go, I didn't write that.
What?
No. Yeah.
But then maybe you did, and then you retyped bingo and thought, there you go, I've done it.
I've changed it.
And then it changed it back. Yeah.
Which makes it even better.
Anyway, bit of a mixed reaction on the people's vote, including this one from someone who was also the victim of a similar prank.
But Lindsay in Tadcaster says, not forgiven. My son has done the same thing, and every time I type hi, it changes to poo. I've had to correct this 3 times as I type. At least I've an idea of how to undo it now.
How do you undo it?
I don't know, but that's
so good.
You have
to go into settings. And there's a bit for sort of abbreviations, I think, which on my way, as they said in the confession, is one, OMW, but you can add your own, I suppose. So I suppose you could delete that abbreviation and then it wouldn't automatically keep coming up if you go into the settings on your phone.
Wow. That's actually really useful. I didn't know that. Well done.
Start again.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no, I'll just rewind. I'll give you a call if I get stuck on that.
Yeah.
Now we're going to shuffle to the parish notice board where your reviews, comments and assorted scribbles get pinned for everyone to see. Matt, what have you found today?
Yes, bienvenidos to the five-star reviews. Harv 2017 says, no Pampas grass here. 8 stars. This is the highlight of my week. I especially enjoy Matt forgiving everything. No. And Simon's accents always make me laugh. I'm only 11, but I would love a mention on the pod. It would make my decade, which considering, you know, Harv 2017 is only 11, that's quite a claim. Also have to add that the Mark Knopfler section is hilarious. P.S. Please don't send me a mug as we have too many already. This podcast is amazing. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you. Harv.
That's very good. So if this has made Harv's decade, and so Harv has been alive for 2 decades. So
no, he's only 20. He's only 11.
11, that's right. So already gone 1 to 10. That's a decade.
That's a decade.
And now
yes.
in a second decade.
Right. He's not been alive for 2 decades.
No. In
oh, my goodness. In am I going to win another argument in this pod? This is like literally 2-0 to me.
Harv is,
wow.
Harv is in
his second decade.
Second decade.
Let's agree on that. Right. Yes. Yeah. Well
and
done.
And he's only 1 year into that second decade. Mm. So if this makes the decades from 11 to when you're 20, Harv. That would have been, this will be a truly amazing thing, or the next 9 years are very boring.
Very boring, yeah.
And but nothing thanks, else is happening.
Thanks all the same. Nick says 5 stars. Firstly, what can I say? 5 stars, of course. The show is fantastic. Please never go away again, accepting that it wasn't your decision. Last verdict on
correct.
Next page. And the last verdict on
I'm
the next
sorry,
page.
It says firstly, correct. And then it doesn't go on. Sorry, Craig, with off. Nick. It says firstly, what can I say? And then I'm expecting a secondly or a finally,
no
and
secondly.
There isn't.
No need
just
for it.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Covered everything. Well done, Nick. Well done. Craig Hall, 5 stars. Matt is my moral compass. Well done. 5 stars to the funniest podcast in existence.
Yeah,
I used to listen religiously to Confessions when it was on the dark side. And so pleased, but it's triumphant return. So pleased, but it's triumphant return.
By its triumphant return.
I'm so pleased.
It's like you haven't rehearsed.
By its triumphant return. Love the way Simon tells the Confessions, especially his accents. Sister Susie and Sister Holly have added to my personal catalogue of idioms with danger, danger, high voltage, and sick and wrong. Mm-hmm. But most importantly of all is Matt.
I now
have a moral compass to help me navigate my way through life and will often ask myself, WWMF. Oh dear.
Could be dangerous.
When making life choices, the most important life question is, what would Matt forgive? Phew. Remember, what would Matt forgive? WWMF, and you won't go wrong. Wow.
Don't
I couldn't be alone in wondering what was coming there. But thankfully, it was all fine. Well
I thought
done,
it was going to be about melon farmers.
Yes,
there
so did I. I was getting very worried. That was me editing on the fly again. Well done, Matt.
Excellent work. Susie, what have you selected from your side of the board?
Well, I've got an email from Jill, and I think she's very worthy of a mug, Sister Holly. So I'm already putting this out here. She says, dear Brotherhood of Benevolence and Sisterhood of Serendipity, reluctantly as I am to ask for tap on pity grounds, I'm not above doing so. My husband, Steve, is an avid fan of the Confessions podcast, as am I. We've listened to the back catalogue in the car and love the unparalleled witty repartee. Unfortunately, last month, Steve was in a serious go-karting accident. He was airlifted to Hull Hospital, which was 100 miles from home, but they were the most outstanding hospital I've ever experienced, and his injuries were extensive. He's been home a couple of days and is making great progress, but I believe a mention on your podcast and something from Holly's carefully controlled tat cupboard is NHS approved to aid recovery. I've taken 10 minutes away from doling out mugfuls of medication and doing all the things for him that previously he did for himself, as I'm sure you can imagine, to ask for your blessing. With much love and many thanks, Jill.
Well, I think, I mean, obviously there's a chance that Jill is just making this stuff up to get a...
Well, let's assume she's not.
No. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt.
But also... Yeah.
But you're right to bring that up. Yeah, she could be making it up.
It's just a possibility.
Well, people really desperate for these mugs, to be fair.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
So, assuming that Jill is
telling the truth, yeah.
We send our very best wishes to Steve. This podcast has been proven by scientists in Belgium that it has got healing properties. And the extensive listening to this podcast actually does make everything better.
Yes, it does. It makes everything healthy again.
Big claims.
So,
And if it doesn't, then you can email Susie, who's in charge of these things. So we wish Steve all the best for a speedy recovery. And is there anything in the tack cupboard that we can send him?
Yeah, we can give him a signed postcard from the crew, and a lovely mug as well.
And a mug.
Yeah.
Wow, both of those things.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness
yeah.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Steve's got double. He's got the double
hit. Yeah. That's what happens when you come off the go-kart.
Well,
yeah.
Get well soon, Steve. And Jill, thank you very much indeed. And hopefully the mug and the signed card will bring you much comfort.
Yeah. Yes.
Because
yes, I agree.
This is true because when you drink from the mug and you touch the card, it does actually.
Oh, is it like in Indiana Jones? It's like that bit.
It has healing qualities.
I don't think.
Yes, the Indiana Jones bit. Do you remember that with the postcard?
When you drink, from the mug and you hold onto the card, it actually makes you better.
Mm. Do you need to have a choir going? Oh. At the same time.
Really?
Just like that.
Just like that, Matt. Yeah,
just like that. Exactly like that. Nailed it in one. Well done, Matt. No need for a retake.
It's Confessions at greatesthitsradio.co.uk. A couple of mentions to Elaine, Lightbound, Janine Moore, Liam Meller, E and Jim, who were amongst those who got in touch with the secret code phrase from last week's podcast, which was, of course, Christopher Biggins is Caligula.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, you weren't here.
I wasn't here.
You weren't here, that's why.
I also, having checked it, it was also wrong. Christopher Biggins was Nero. Because it's quite easy to confuse your psychopathic heads of state, and it wasn't Caligula, it was Nero. It was John Hurt was Caligula.
John Hurt.
Christopher Biggins was Nero.
He'd be very good as Caligula, John Hurt.
Yeah, well, he was.
Yeah, he was very good as John Hurt.
He was actually
in
it, and so was Christopher Biggins.
As Nero.
As Nero.
Yeah.
And Matt will have a new secret code phrase at the end of this podcast, though. Whether it make any sense, I doubt. Back to unlock the rusty padlock on the cupboard at the back of the vestry, the one marked Do Not Open On Air. It's the not-for-broadcast, Mark Knopfler section with the dirtier and smellier confession, starting with Paul. Paul, can I even read this one out? Is both illegal and also very dangerous.
Right, okay. Well, I'm going to guess no is the answer there. Go on.
Also, John, owning your own pizza business must have had its challenges, but writing fake bad reviews about your competitors is actually a shocker.
I mean, do people think we're able to just cure them of all ills if they email? I mean, that's not even funny.
If you can, you can touch the card and you get healed. Maybe that's what people are thinking.
Touch the card and get the pizza?
Yes.
No, right, yes, yeah.
Anyway, so John, at least I could summarise yours. Paul, I can't even summarise yours, so you are definitely beyond the pale.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to close the vault and we're going to air out the room and get back to the tales that did make it past Susie's censor somehow. It's Jim Ladd's pirate tale involving death and smells. When the foeman bears his steel, tarantara, tarantara.
Confess all. We won't tell anyone. Just the entire nation.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Simon Mayo's Confessions.
Today's confession has a 15 certificate.
Wow, really?
Because it involves actual death.
Actual death?
Actual death.
Actual death. How did this get through?
Well, I don't know. It's a strange editorial process.
Yes.
It comes from Jim Ladd. Father Simon, Brother Matt, Sister Holly, Sister Susie, and the Confessional Collective. My confession is a story of smuggling and the terrifying world of the 1700s.
Ooh.
Oh, that's okay. Oh. Ancient death, you see.
Oh, right, ancient death.
That's fine.
In days of old, a gaggle of smugglers rowed their way across the channel and found a small river on the south coast of England. Initially, the river was easy to navigate, and they progressed through the county of Sussex. Eventually, the river became a stream, and the pirates struggled to push their boat along, but did make it to a small country pub, which is now in our village. The boat was hidden, and their contraband was stashed in the inn in a priest hole which still exists to this day. There were, amongst others, Calico Bob, One-Eyed Jack, and Quartermaster Black Bart O'Malley.
Are those... Right, okay.
They're the yeah. pirates.
Pirate names.
Yeah, no, I
pirate names.
Yes, we're
Calico Bob.
Calico Bob.
Quartermaster Black name. Bart O'Malley.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, revenue and customs officers had been following their progress, and there was a massive bundle, and all the gang were caught. Now, in those days, nobody got away with anything, and the smugglers paid the ultimate price and were hanged by the neck until dead. Their bodies buried in a nearby field. Different times.
Yeah, okay.
You could say that.
Definitely yes. Different times.
Time goes forward now to 1985, and our family moved into a lovely house on land which used to be a field. Our daughter, who was 8 years old, had her own room, and everything was good. But over time, a strange odour became noticeable in her room, and the reason could not be found. Men came, investigations were done, but still no answer. So I had to tell my lovely daughter the truth, and that was that the odour must have come from the smuggler's burial site beneath our house, because it was there that Calico Bob, One-Eyed Jack, and Quartermaster Black Bart O'Malley had been interred. And because it was the 1700s, they were riven with smelly illnesses like scrofula.
Like what?
Scrofula, typhus, okay. Scarlet fever, and smallpox.
Okay.
So that's what you're smelling, daughter dear, I say.
No.
For many years, my daughter went to bed believing she was sleeping on a site of a pirate cemetery. Such nightmares can be induced by this information. Is that the sound of old quartermaster rattling his bones, or is it the old boiler? Has Calico Bob been knocking over the plant pots again, or is it next door's cat? You get the general idea. Yeah. So this is obviously the moment, Father Simon and the Confessional Collective, where I throw myself at your mercy, for I did find the reason for the pong, but I never told my daughter, who carried on believing it was the pirates. On a visit to the loft above her room, I discovered a small hole in the roof, and pigeons had pooped on the ceiling above my daughter's room, hence the nasty pong.
Okay.
Luckily, my daughter has grown into a lovely, well-adjusted lady and has a beautiful daughter of her own. This must seem like a tall tale, but our house was built on Smuggler's Way. Very best wishes from Jim Ladd. Okay, well, that's a very good story. Yeah. I like a smuggler's tale, particularly when it involves mass hangings.
Yes.
From the 1700s.
Mm. Wow.
Because we can get away with that.
Here we go.
Anyway, the men who came round to check where the smell, well, they didn't do a very good job, did they, if it was just in the roof?
No.
But anyway, Sister Suze, what do you say?
Well, yeah, the men didn't do a very good job, and I hope you didn't pay them very much, because that's terrible. But also, like, your poor daughter.
Yes.
If I was that child, I would have been terrified. Absolutely terrified of the idea of ghost pirates running around my house. And I frankly wouldn't have slept ever again, I think. So for that reason alone, Jim Ladd, as funny as it was, and I bet you thought you were funny, I'm not going to forgive you.
If I ever come back as a pirate, I'd like to be called Quartermaster Black Bart O'Malley.
Wow.
Feels a little long name.
Long?
Do you think? Yeah, it's going to take too long.
You can call me Quartermaster
O'Malley.
O'Malley.
Be there all day. not the point, though. So I'm going to forgive. I mean, her bedroom was on the first floor, surely. So it can't have been anything to do with the ground. Maybe
come
you should have
pipes.
Worked that out. A little bit thick, if young. So that's fair enough. And everything else. I mean, I remember my room as a student had a bit of an odour. Maybe that was built on the site of a pirate burial ground.
No, that was just your socks.
It could have been my socks. One of the two. So, yes, I'm going to forgive because of all of those reasons brought forward before the quartermaster.
Yeah. O'Malley.
Quartermaster Black Bart O'Malley.
O'Malley, yes. Okay. That's the one.
Simon Mayo's Confessions.
We won't tell anyone.
What? Oh, sorry. I mean, we will tell everyone.
If that's too long, you could also just call me QMBO'M.
Yeah, no,
that's really
much,
catchy.
Yeah, it's
much shorter.
Trips off the tongue. QMB apostrophe O'Malley.
Yeah. No, not apostrophe O'Malley.
Apostrophe M. Apostrophe M.
That would
O'Malley.
Save a lot. It would just save a lot of time.
QBM apostrophe O'Malley.
That's the one.
That's brilliant.
Anyway, I think it's a very good pirate.
Yeah, it's a great pirate. Name. Yeah.
Matt, what would you like to be called?
What would I like to be called?
As
a pirate. Call me Redbeard McTavish.
Okay, Redbeard McTavish.
that's what I'm going with.
Susie, McTavish.
Redbeard McTavish. Or
no, that's fine.
No, that's the one. I only get the one chance, right?
Fair Susie, what do you what do you want to be? Yeah.
Well, I gave us all names, so I said I could be Stern Scarlet of the Seas.
Well, Holly,
and I said.
Oh, Holly might not want to choose that one. She might want to choose.
Yeah, I love that. Holly might not want that one.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Well, Susie wrote Keely Cut.
Have we got our own
Cutlass?
So I could have chosen what?
Am I the only one that's read the script?
Oh, right.
What about,
I think so. Oh, I see.
I think it'd be like Princess Pirate Funky McGiggles or something.
Funky McGiggles.
Yeah.
That's not scary.
That's good. A pirate.
No one's going to have a problem. Whose ship is that on the horizon? It's only Funky McGiggles. Well, I think we'll be fine. I fancy my chances.
You're supposed to inspire terror in all the people not laughing at your name.
I think that's good because then you catch them off guard.
No, you like, definitely would.
Yeah, people
would
be like, who's this
Funky
chick?
McGiggles.
And,
no idea she was going to bring a couple.
I think it should be something like Hobgoblin Blood Murder Axe.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very aggressive, isn't it?
Well, you're a pirate,
to be fair. I'm not sure how much we need to get into the whole piracy thing.
You're not a librarian.
They weren't going around negotiating. They were very much coming aboard, taking all your plunder, and going off again.
Did they say... Army mateys. Did they actually do that, or was that just like a myth?
Army mateys.
Well, are you asking?
Ahoy there.
Yes. I'm going to say yes, they did. Yes, they did say army mateys. There you go.
They might have said Jim Ladd. That's all Jim from Ladd. Treasure Island, I think, from Robert Louis Stevenson.
Yes.
Mm.
That's what it's from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just need to check that. It's all gospel true. Anyway, mixed reaction on the people's verdict, including this one from a captain whose name Matt very much enjoyed.
Forgiven. Parents have always told their kids nonsense. My face never stuck in the wind, though a shame that wasn't read out last Friday as it was International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Was it?
And that's from Captain Naughty Cal.
I see.
Naughty Cal.
Was it International Talk Like a Pirate Day?
Apparently, yes.
Why do pirates... And also, pirates just sound as though they come from Somerset, Cornwall, Devon, or Norfolk.
But they were near the sea, weren't they? So that's where...
Yeah, but it's a little bit lazy, isn't it?
It's lazy? Why? Because they could have travelled somewhere else?
Well, couldn't a pirate speak Spanish? Or a pirate be Cockney? Or a pirate be Scottish?
Oh, yeah,
or
no, that's true.
Or a pirate be a Geordie? Why can't pirates be Geordies?
Yeah. Why can't pirates be Geordies?
This is a very, very important question.
Answers next week.
Still to come, a tale of monsters and some excellent French-Canadian accents, although actually they're just mainly French accents, to be honest. Mr. B's tale, scary monsters and super creeps. But first, it's Tim's confession. The fun starts at 10.
Confess all. Simon Mayo's Confessions Podcast.
Tim has sent in today's confession, in which I feature.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, another one.
Ooh.
I do seem to feature in quite a few of these.
Yeah.
Father Simon and the Holy Communion, I am here to confess to an act that took place over 30 years ago. And to make matters worse, you were kind of involved, Father Simon. It's the summer of 1993, and I was on holiday with my friend Steve and his family in the lovely Cornish town of St. Austell. This particular day, we were very excited as we were coming to see you. Yeah, you know, you doing the Radio 1 Roadshow in St. Austell, right by the beach. I remember it very well. It was one of the great venues. Obviously, you were the star of the show, but we also came to watch the two main artists that day, which were... Tasmin Archer of Sleeping Satellite fame and a young and up-and-coming band called Let Loose. Well, you did the usual comedy thing with volunteers doing funny stuff. Tasmin did a bit of singing and then it was the turn of the boy band Let Loose. Steve and I were only 12 and as we weren't very tall back then, we wanted to get a better look. It was also a little bit drizzly, so we clambered around and ended up near the sound desk, which had a black mini gazebo over it, which was sponsored by Snack Attack. It was a nice sheltered spot, but sadly our view didn't get any better. The lead singer of Let Loose, I think his name was Richie, I think you're right, was flapping his blonde floppy hair around and talking to the crowd. He'd done a bit of a cappella singing with the crowd, a song called Cardboard City. The girls were going crazy. Once that had finished, he yelled excitedly to the crowd, "This is our new song, it's called Crazy." At this point, I decided to go onto my mate Steve's shoulders to see if I could get a better look. This, however, was a very, very bad idea. As the song was in full swing, with all the pushing and shoving, Steve's legs gave way, and I ended up falling backwards over the railing and into the sound tent.
Oh.
I landed on some tarpaulin with lots of cables and wires going everywhere. It also seemed to have caused some kind of stop to the music, and the crowd were left shocked. The sound guys and security in the tent were obviously not best pleased. However, they were also concerned to see if I was hurt. Thankfully, I was okay, and the security team helped me back to my feet, While they were giving me a bit of a talking to, I glanced at the stage and it had all gone deathly quiet, apart from a disgruntled crowd. But the live broadcast had been halted.
It's been halted? Oh, no. Yes.
The crowd were not happy. The presenter was clearly not happy.
Oh, well.
Let loose were furious. Mm. It would appear that in my fracas of falling into the sound tent, I had disturbed some of the cables. Let loose were literally letting loose on stage, but it was obvious that they were miming as they were playing their instruments and Richie was singing, but no sound was coming out at all. They looked a little bit embarrassed and just a little nervous. Thankfully, the sound guys just rejigged a few cables and the song was replayed, and even though it was mimed, it sounded great. All went well with the rest of the road show, apparently, but to be honest, we ran away, so we've decided that...
Okay.
It just sounded as though it had gone well.
Yeah.
So as far as forgiveness is concerned, first of all, from Let Loose, because great things were expected of them, but I wonder if I contributed to their eventual demise, because a lot of people thought they were going to be the big new thing.
They were going to be huge, were they?
And then they disappeared, it's all down to Tim and Steve. They had everything going for them until someone pulled the plug. However, every time I hear Crazy being played, it brings back bad memories, and I wonder if they remember. I need to apologise to all the Let Loose fans who may have looked at them in a different light when my mishap exposed their miming. I mean, I think, to be honest, everybody kind of mimed on the road show.
They did, didn't they?
It was kind of thing, it was just an exciting thing, come along. So I don't think Let Loose were any worse than anyone else. In fact, they were with us all week and they put on very good shows.
Did they? Well,
they did. It's just unfortunate that Tim and Steve messed up the whole thing by being careless. I'd also like to ask for forgiveness from you, Father Simon, as I disturbed your wonderful road show in St. Austell, even if it was just for a few minutes. I'm not sure how well you remember the incident. Over to you guys for forgiveness, please. Well, I'm afraid absolutely none at all. I mean,
You don't remember it at all?
No, I do remember it. I have absolutely no forgiveness.
Oh, really? Wow.
If you topple and swagger around and you spoil a broadcast by falling into some cables...
Zero tolerance.
Absolutely zero tolerance. Off you go. So I'm glad that you ran away. No, I mean, it was just one of those things.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure we had some very good security guys and I'm sure they saw the funny side. Whether Let Loose saw the funny side, I don't know. Let's check in with Sister Susie. What do you think?
Well, Tim, I just feel like nothing good happens when people go on people's shoulders at gigs or festivals or anything like that, because the people behind you can't see because someone sat on someone's shoulders. So I don't like that for starters. But also, you've shown what can happen. You could fall over. You toppled into the sound desk. Clearly, it's a case of danger.
Oh, yeah.
High voltage, correct. Really?
Yeah.
And I guess not forgiveness for me. Should have been more careful.
Yes, indeed.
I'm trying to find
the high voltage thing. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Wow, so slick.
I think so. Yeah, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say forgiven because, you know, I mean, well, what was the great loss to society there that Let Loose didn't feature for much longer with the floppy blonde fringes. I'm not sure it was going to take off anyway. That was my honest take on their music.
You remember them well?
They did a cover of Crazy, if I remember, and I wasn't a massive fan. So I think I'm going to forgive because, you know, everyone learned a lesson, didn't they? And you were back on earth. Not long after, and they were still miming anyway. So yes, for all those reasons, I'm going to forgive.
I think it was an original song called Crazy.
Crazy by Let Loose. That's what I remember.
So it wasn't
a cover
version.
Was it not?
No.
Hilarious revelations from a new generation of sinners. Simon Mayo's Confessions.
Today's confession comes from Mr. B. That's what we're calling him, just Mr. B.
Mm-hmm.
Father Simon, the Forgiveness Collective, especially Sister Susie, all will become apparent. The events that constitute my confession took place in the summer of 1996. My wife advised me that we would be having a visit from her old employers, the French Canadians, for whom she had worked as a live-in British nanny some 8 years previously. They were on a European tour, apparently, and thought it would be a nice idea to come and let their children, who are now aged 10 and 13, see her now that she'd grown up a bit. They were quite a posh family. Both doctors, let's call their children Quinoa and Couscous, which is not far from the truth. They lived in a 6-bedroom mansion in Montreal. I didn't like them very much.
No.
We, on the other hand, came from quite a working-class background, lived with our 2 young children in a very modest 2-up, 2-down in the industrial West Midlands. Having experienced how the Canadian family had treated us when I had visited my then-girlfriend in Canada years previously, I begrudgingly booked a day off work so that we could all go out for a meal together. The day dawned and the French Canadians descended upon us at the specified time. They were driving a brand new rented Bentley.
What? Rent a Bentley?
Who knew you could rent a Bentley? It made my beaten-up 25-year-old Ford Cortina look particularly rough, and it was very obvious that they looked down on us. Before we went out for lunch, they got a guided tour of our tiny house, and there were words like cute and quaint being thrown around. Mm. At one point, the mother of the family asked if our pet rabbit was being kept for food.
What?
Well, they wanted to experience all things British, and we had went to a local pub for proper fish and chips. We booked a table, and they liked that. Now, after we'd eaten, they pushed their battered cod and pommes frites with mushy peas all around their plates whilst making disapproving French-sounding grunty noises.
What?
That was a...
Was that? Yeah. Okay.
We all went outside to the play area so the children could burn off some energy before they carried on their journey. It transpired that the children had recently watched the live-action version of 101 Dalmatians and were looking around to spot local British wildlife, like raccoons. We don't have raccoons in the UK, I said, attracting a stare from my wife. I was quite used to those. And now a chance for Father Simon to exercise his legendary accent prowess.
Excellent. Here we go, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Couscous squealed, "But they are in the movie."
What?
"What animals do you have here then?" says Quinoa.
French, surely.
"Rats mostly," I said. "Oh, and pigeons. A lot of vermin." The stares from my wife were getting stronger and she quickly changed the subject. "Where are you headed next to?" she asked the Canadian dad. "We thought we would try to go to Wales."
To Wales?
"As it's not too far, huh?" Well, I gleefully started to regale them with tales of rolling mountains dotted with the legends of fire-breathing dragons. "What is this, a dragon?" says Quinoa. "Can we still see them?" said Couscous with a spark in her eye. My wife stepped in to explain that they were mythical, and both of the visiting children looked rather disappointed. All too slowly, it was time for our visitors to carry on with their tour of the UK, and we chatted politely with them as they got into their rented Bentley, and the dad was planning his route to their five-star hotel in Cardiff. Father Simon, I don't know quite what came over me, but I did pop my head into the car, and I piped up to the children at the back, "Make sure you keep your eyes open for Arafs after you cross the border." My wife then kicked me, but it only spurred me on. "They are a cute little bear. They're like... yeah, bear-like creatures, and they're native to the Welsh countryside. They're very, very shy, but they're endangered because they're attracted to frolic on expanses of tarmac, like roads. So the Welsh government have had to take action to help protect them. In areas where the cute little critters are known to play, they've had to write Araf slow on the roads to warn drivers that they are in the area and to look out and slow down. But if you see any, they eat turnips and cheese and onion crisps." The children squealed with French-Canadian excitement as we waved them off on their way, and the looks from my wife got so frosty that even a Welsh dragon's breath would not have warmed them. Father Simon, I don't ask forgiveness from my now ex-wife. No surprises there. It was bound to happen
some
point.
Oh, really? Wow. Bit of a revelation.
She always had ideas above her station.
Oh, did she?
That's Mr. B for no reason at all.
This is good.
Nor do I ask forgiveness from Quinoa and Couscous. They really were precocious little brats and have gone on probably to be brain surgeons or something like that. For those who don't know, of course, Araf is the Welsh word for slow, and it's common to see it written on the roads of rural Wales that say Araf slow or slow Araf, so that was the joke. I do, however, ask forgiveness from the wonderful sister Susie and her fellow country women and men for making light of their language. I'd like to say I won't do it again, but I giggled so much writing this, I genuinely can't make that promise. So this is going to be very interesting. I suspect very good.
Excellent.
I think Sister Susie is going to be a little harsh because you don't want to mess around with the Welsh language, and it could be that these French Canadians, maybe it was going to be very dangerous because they stop in the middle of the road and they look out for these wild bears with their cheese and onion crisps, and then who knows what's going to happen. Anyway, Susie, what do you say?
Yeah, Mr. B, I was just going to say, die out, and very, very funny. I like what he did, but yes, it could be danger, couldn't it? Danger, danger. Maybe a traffic collision could happen. If you're slowing down, because most of the time, the Araf slow signs on the roads are there for a reason.
Yes.
And you need to, you know, pay attention to them. And as much as it is quite funny, and I do like the idea of hunting the tiny little bears, and I also just think that you're a bit rude to your ex-wife at the end there for whatever reason.
She always had ideas above her station.
Yeah, it's a bit mean. She didn't need to put them there. Probably gave you a giggle, didn't it, Miss B? And I don't think you really want forgiveness, so no. I don't think you'll mind if you don't get any from me.
Formerly Mrs. B, feel free to send in a confession.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you say, brother?
I'm definitely going to forgive. I was going to forgive as soon as they turned up in the Bentley. To be honest, I was absolutely on his side.
Where do you rent a Bentley?
Exactly.
From?
Who does that, by the way? Also, you know, I mean, if they're slowing down to have a look at the Arafs, then that's good, isn't it? Because you're supposed to slow down when it says slow down, and you can't get much slower than stop. So so that's good as well. And pity that the marriage didn't last. But never mind. Bullet dodged. Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? We don't. I think Mr. B definitely forgiven because of all the
all of those, reasons. Yeah.
Confess All, Simon Mayo's Confessions Podcast.
So, bullet dodge, but maybe not.
Yes, we don't know, do we?
No, we don't.
Oh, my goodness. As I expire live
on the
floor.
Did you say it was a bullet dodge? Were you saying it was a bullet dodge?
I was saying it was a bullet dodge, or maybe it wasn't. We don't know. And that's the joy of life.
Were you just jealous because they had the Bentley?
They had the Bentley? Yes. Who rents a Bentley? I mean, seriously, who does that? Who decides, I'm going to rent a car? What would you like?
A lot of money.
Yeah, well, clearly, but, you know...
Rent a Bentley.
Rent a Bentley.
Rentley-Bentley.
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 They're around your way, I think. If you Google, I want to rent a Bentley.
Rentley-Bentley.
Rentley-Bentley.
I'm sure there's one of those around your way.
Hiring any cars from anyone whose name rhymes. That's my... let's be
lost. Really?
Don't hire cars. Rentley-Bentley. That's a no-no. Ford McFord, anyway, whatever.
Okay, very good. No idea what's happening there. Confessions are greatest. It's radio.co.uk is where you send everything. Thank you. And it's over to Brother Matt for this week's secret code phrase. Go and surprise us all.
Yes, secret code phrase this week is going to be Holly's pirate name, which was Fluffy McGiggles. Was I right?
Funky
McGiggles.
Funky
McGiggles.
Not Funky Cold Medina.
Funky Cold. Do you remember that?
I do.
That was Tone Loc.
It was.
Funky McGiggles.
Funky. And is it, and can I just ask Funky? Is it MC Giggles or is it MG Giggles? McGiggles, is it M apostrophe Giggles?
I think it's an MC.
MC.
Yeah.
Funky MC Giggles. Funky
McGiggles.
Funky McGiggles.
Still not very scary, is it?
Funky McGiggles. It's difficult. It's hard to say.
Funky McGiggles, the least scary pirate, but maybe it makes her the most honourable and wonderful person.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, think about it.
If you're going to bump into a pirate, you better hope that it's going to be Funky McGiggles. Yes. She'll just tell you jokes and make you a cup of tea.
Yes.
So thanks.
Yeah.
High class, see?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's a good code phrase. And if you want to... just prove that you've got to this bit. You can go to Threads or Blue Sky and Mr. Simon Mayo or on Threads or Simon Mayo on Blue Sky. And if you could share this podcast far and wide, share showers and baths with anyone who you fancy. That's the official medical advice for this week. Back next week with some more confessions. Until then, from the pub, Sister Susie says...
Bye-bye.
From the cupboard of... Tatulatum at Sister Holly saying...
Hasta la vista, baby.
And from his curved gutter...
Yeah, that's right. I say goodbye.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Square gutter.
Edit that bit out.
Simon Mayo's Confessions. Want to confess? Simon Mayo would love to hear your story. He may even keep it to himself.
He definitely won't keep it to himself.
Send gory details, please, to confessions@greatesthitsradio.co.uk.
That, see? Gutter in the road.
Oh, right, OK. So, yes, wait, curve.
Can I see?
Well, it looks pretty curve.
Yeah.
That's where the water goes, isn't it? So,
that,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. OK.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a straight line to the road.
And then a curve.
Where's the curve?
The curve for the water to go down. There it is. Or else it wouldn't work.
No, it's a hill.
Fluid mechanics, I think. That's all working with here. Oh, yeah.